Every day I meet with different business, different challenges, different solutions, and you know, we come up with different problems and solutions, and we come up with all the custom solutions for our clients, how they can benefit from this technology.
My name is Esprit Devora, host of the Women in Tech Show. The show means a lot to me. The reason why I wanted to create the Women in Tech Show is I wanted to create a positive piece of content, something where people can listen and say, if she can do it, so can I. I call it actionable empowerment. Every single episode, you'll hear the story of a fantastic woman in tech, from engineers to founders to investors to journalists to designers, all sorts of different females in tech who have thrived. I want to share their stories with you so that you can know what resources, mentors, and life situations they accessed in order to get to where they are today. Enjoy.
Welcome back to the Women in Tech Podcast. I am so grateful to be here with Madhu. Am I saying it right, Madhu?
Yes.
She is so positive about life experiences. I can't be more grateful when I've done 1 billion episodes today. And it can be exhausting to interview people back to back. So when you have someone come in that's full of light, full of positivity, and is just raring and roaring to make it happen, it makes everything easier. Hello and welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Of course. Okay, so go ahead and introduce yourself to everybody and tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do.
So my name is Madhu Chadha, and my company is WSI Optimized Web Solutions. We help small and medium-sized businesses leverage internet to become more profitable and productive.
And is this the first time you started a company?
No, I have been with this, I'm doing for 18 years.
You've been an entrepreneur for 18 years?
Yes.
What?
Yeah.
Was that easy? Like, was it accepted by your family? Like, was this a thing, like, go off and be an entrepreneur? Or how did you...
It's just that my life, like, you know, changed. Like, I was in accounting field, and I was working as an accountant, and I had 2 kids, and my husband was traveling all the time, and I thought it's not going to work. Like, you know, both the parents working, yeah. I wanted to spend time with my kids and have some flexibility. So I started looking for some business opportunities, and I am a CPA by profession, and my husband is technical. So we started looking around, and we came across this franchise, which is WSI. It's ranked number 1 by the Entrepreneur Magazine. So we looked at it, and I thought he has technical experience, I'm a business. So it will be a perfect fit for us to go into these opportunities. So we went for a training to Toronto, Canada, and I became certified at that time, and it was around the early days of internet, mid-90s.
So
crazy. The internet was just starting out, and we thought that, you know, a lot of small businesses need this, because large businesses already had tools and resources, but small businesses were lacking, you know, the resources and tools to get benefit from the internet. So I thought it was a good opportunity.
And this is before every company had a website.
No. If I talked to the company, what is website? I said, okay, you have a store. All they knew was that they have a physical store and the customer will walk into their store. They had no idea what the website can do for them, that they can get customers from online. So it was a very, very rewarding and actually, you know, I feel accomplished when I was able to explain them what website can do for them. It's an online
store. So cool. That's awesome. Yeah. I'd love to hear some of those conversations now. And we're here in Phoenix, Arizona, but you just moved to Phoenix. So where did you move from?
So I moved from San Antonio, Texas. And we were, before that, when I got this franchise, when I started this company, I was in New Jersey. It was in early 2000, 2001.
Yeah.
So I was in New Jersey for 15 years. So we helped businesses over there. So I have clients in New York and New Jersey. Then we moved to San Antonio due to my husband's job.
Yeah.
And we lived there for 7 years. So I have clients over there.
Yeah.
So I've been helping them. I still have my clients over there. And now I'm here in Phoenix.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm establishing and giving talks. And
I love it.
And, you know, spreading all the good knowledge I have about internet.
Yeah. Great. I mean, I like you already. I'm telling you, I meet a lot of people every day. And sometimes things don't run perfectly, and sometimes they do run perfectly. And how you show up in the world, no matter what, I think creates abundance and opportunity.
Yes.
And you seem like the person that you're going to show up your whole self, full of light and ready to impact someone with that same sparkly mind state.
Thank you. Thank you.
And I think that's important, especially when you're dealing with something where you're trying to put all the internet and web properties together for your company, and it can be frustrating or overwhelming or complicated. And then you walk in and you're like, let me just make everything peaceful.
Yes, yes. And my company, WSI, it stands for We Simplify the Internet, right? So
yeah.
We simplify internet technologies for our clients so they can understand what they can do. It's like, you know, some opportunities there which they can, you know, only large businesses could have. But
And you said you've used the word a couple times, a franchise. What does that mean? Is WSI a
Okay.
Yeah.
So WSI is a global company. We have about 1,000 consultants all over the world, like myself.
Yeah.
So we have about 1,000 consultants. It has been around since the inception of the internet.
Yeah.
WSI, we have built like thousands of internet solutions
right.
worldwide.
Right.
So it's like when people hire my company, they are dealing with the world-class internet marketing agency. Buzz.
That's nice. And when did your passion for technology come alive? When did you really notice this is something that I want to be a part of?
Sure. So I grew up without computers, right?
Yeah.
So there were no computers. And nowadays, kids have computers to do homework.
Yeah,
but
it's crazy.
We didn't have anything.
Yeah.
So in early 1995, and I was working as an accountant. And when I was not able to balance, right, I thought I need some business. And this opportunity came along. I thought it was a perfect combination. Because
right.
a lot of technical people, they have, you know, difficulty communicating with their clients, right? Because they know technical, but they don't know the business language. So I had the advantage of both, right? I had technical and the business.
Right.
I thought I can just run this business.
Yeah.
And I have been helping for the last 18 years, helping businesses with their digital marketing.
Yeah.
So it has been really interesting because every day I meet with different business, different challenges, different solutions, and you know, we come up with different problems and solutions, and we come up with all the custom solutions for our clients, how they can benefit from this technology.
And 18 years is a long time because
yeah.
every year, mm-hmm. every week, the internet and tech advances
yeah.
so much. What do you access and utilize for resources to advance your personal skill set so that you could consistently be at the top of your game?
So at WSI, because it's a global company, so we have access to the latest trends in technology. And as the internet evolves, our product, services, systems, they also evolve. So we have continuous like a training, webinars. So we are kept updated by our head office,
right.
and we can also share that information with our clients. And because we have this global network of consultants, we have huge resources, right? If I cannot know the answer, I have a huge team, and because everybody has dealt with all kind of businesses.
Yeah.
So that's the advantage of being franchised. So we are not just like a web programmers
yeah.
or we are internet marketers. We understand the competition, what they are doing, so our clients can react
yeah.
and they can beat the competition.
And you have this business with your husband.
Mm-hmm.
How do you balance, like, when do you stop talking about work and just be married versus being business partners?
Yes, yeah. So we do, actually, when you have your own business, we constantly have discussions. Like, he just doesn't work full-time with me, so I'm the full-time. So if I have some questions which are more technical and, you know, so we discuss, like, together, like,
right.
how we can solve this problem, which will be the, you know, better solution for
yeah.
my client. Because we have so much, so many products, every customer is unique. And we have to find the solution to their unique problem.
Yeah.
So that's what we do. And we do, he's like, you know, is a data analytic expert. So we
yeah.
are trying to reach out to the small businesses, how they can use data and analyze the data.
Right.
Because all the companies are collecting a lot of data, but they don't know what to do with it, right? So
yeah.
we have the, you know, a lot of experience data. We use advanced data analytic techniques and machine learning, artificial intelligence, how to analyze data and reap the benefit of the data and make appropriate decisions, right, based on that. You know, because data analytic is just an emerging field, so this was like data is now considered a key competitive asset for any business. So not only a company has to collect and manage data, they have to really benefit, you have to analyze it, right, and take appropriate actions. So we have extensive experience in helping businesses reap substantial business benefits by employing advanced analytics, artificial intelligence, machine learning. So apart from, so just having a website is not enough, right? People have to use, like, you know, collect data, who's coming to their website, where they are engaging with their content, which pages are more important. So you're not wasting your money targeting the wrong customers. So it's very important to track data.
Yeah.
So we are, you know, very much into this data thing.
Yes. And so what has been your biggest joy in being an entrepreneur? And what has been a challenge that has been really huge that you've successfully overcome? And what did you learn from it?
So when I got into this business, right, you have all the technological background and stuff. And the selling was the huge thing, right? Yeah. Selling and marketing this business. So I was not a salesperson, right? I was an accountant. I knew the technology and accounting, but didn't know how to go out and meet people and network.
Yeah.
So that is the challenge. I think over 18 years of experience, I read books. I listen to other people who are successful networkers and going to the events, right?
Yeah.
Continuously meeting people. And over time, I feel that I have become a better networker. And I can sell. So selling was the major challenge for, I guess, any business, how to get a new, you know.
Totally.
Client. It's very, very challenging. Yeah. But other than that, when I feel very accomplished and happy when my clients achieve top rankings in the search engines because we help them with their keywords and making sure that they are number one for their relevant keywords. So when I see their rankings and we share that success and client getting leads and sales and they're so
profitable. I love your smile. Honestly, it feels like sunshine is just radiating from her face as she's thinking about her clients.
Yeah, it's like I treat them as my own business. Now, you know, when they get clients, I feel so happy that, okay, we got that many leads today, right, from the website. So it is very important not only to have the website, but, you know, helping, making it more productive. Right for that.
100%.
100%, yes.
I love your energy. It's infectious. I appreciate it. And is there a book that's one of your favorites that's really moved you, either professional or personal or both?
There are so many, actually, you know, and usually I go to the internet and I watch TED Talks and I mostly, like, my time is limited. So reading a book can be a little bit challenging, right? So I go online and listen, like, when I'm driving and, you know, and small things and blogs. And I read a lot of blogs in the internet industry, what people are doing. That's my way to get knowledge and, you know, and keep me updated on everything, right?
Yeah. And do you have a favorite tech tool, an app or a website or a piece of hardware?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like, you know, in the website, we install the Google Analytic code, right?
Yeah.
That tool tells me everything, like who is coming to the website, which pages they were landing on, how much time they spent. And so I'd go deep into that so I can tell my clients, oh, people are not sticking here. Like, so we need to improve this page, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So we continuously, you know, try to do that. And it's very interesting to me to analyze that data, like how people are coming and leaving, how much time they are spending. So it's very interesting
That's
for me.
Awesome.
And then improve from, you know. From
Google Analytics. I haven't heard that one yet, but yes, that is a powerful powerful tool to use.
It is very powerful. I mean, businesses are doing this mistake of not analyzing and using Google Analytics, because if you collect this data and analyze it, you can stop wasting money on people who are not interested in your product, right? And, you know, spending on where people are interested, right? So it's very, very important.
Definitely.
To do that. Yeah.
How can people connect with you online?
So I'm on LinkedIn. We have a Facebook page.
Can you spell your name for everybody?
Yes. My name is Madhu, M-A-D-H-U, and last name C-H-A-D-H-A. That's how they can find me, and
awesome.
We have a website.
Awesome. And can you spell your website again?
It's WSI, topwebdesigners.com.
Awesome. So WSI, topwebdesigners.com.
Yes,
perfect.
That's it.
And you've been amazing. Seriously, like, I wish you could see her light over the audio waves.
Oh, thank you.
It's really lovely. It's really, really lovely. Thank you so much for hanging out with the Women in Tech podcast.
Thank you for having me.
It was wonderful
talking to you.
Thank you.
Are full of energy too.
Oh my gosh. You have no idea. You guys, I am so tired right now.
I know.
I will connect you guys in the next episode. Remember to say hello on social at Women in Tech Show on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook. And Women in Tech VIP takes you to the Women in Tech Facebook group, where you could connect and collaborate with tons of inspiring women in tech. That's womenintechvip.com. Takes you to the Facebook group. I will talk to you guys, see you guys, hear you guys in the next episode. Bye. Women in Tech is an independently funded project, funded by you, the community.
So the way that you could support us is by going to patreon.com/womenintech and making a small contribution. Every little bit counts. That's Patreon, patreon.com/womenintech. Thank you so much for believing in our vision.